my friends and brethren in these great affairs. I must acquaint you that I have received new dated letters from Northumberland. Their cold intent, tenor, and substance thus. Here doth he wish his person with such powers as might hold sortance with his quality, the which he could not levy. Whereupon he is retired to ripe his growing fortunes to Scotland, and concludes in hearty prayers that your attempts may overlive the hazard and fearful meeting of their opposite.
Thus do the hopes we have in them touch ground and dash themselves to pieces.
Now what news?
West of this forest, scarcely off a mile, in goodly form come on the enemy, and by the ground they hide. I judge their number in or near the rate of 30,000.
The just proportion that we gave them out. Let us sway on and face them in the field.
Health and fair greeting from our general, the Prince Lord John and Duke of Lancaster.
Say on, my Lord of Westmoreland, in peace, what doth concern your coming?
Then, my lord, and to your grace do I in chief address the substance of my speech. You, Lord Archbishop, wherefore do you so ill translate yourself out of the speech of peace which bears such grace into the harsh and boisterous tongue of war, turning your books to graves, your ink to blood, your pens to lances, and your tongue divine to a loud trumpet and a point of war?
Wherefore do I this? So the question stands. Briefly, to this end. We are all diseased. And with our surfeiting and wanton hours have brought ourselves into a burning fever, and we must bleed for it. Of which disease our late king, Richard, being infected, died. I have, in equal balance, justly weighed what wrongs our arms may do, what wrongs we suffer, and find our griefs heavier than our offenses. We see which way the stream of time doth run, and are enforced from our most quiet there by the rough torrent of occasion. And have the summary of all our griefs when time shall serve to show in articles which long ere this we offered to the king and might by no suit gain our audience when we are wronged and would unfold our griefs. We are denied access unto his person, even by those men that most have done us wrong.
Well, never yet was your appeal denied. Wherein have you been galled by the king? What peer hath been suborned to grate on you, that you should seal this lawless, bloody book of forged rebellion with a seal divine and consecrate commotion's bitter edge?
My brother general, the Commonwealth, I make my quarrel in particular.
There is no need of any such redress, or if there were, it not belongs to you.
Why not to him in part? And to us all that feel the bruises of the days before and suffer the conditions of these times to lay a heavy and unequal hand upon our honors?
Oh, my good Lord Mowbray, construe the times to their necessities, and you shall see indeed it is the time and not the king that doth your injuries. But this is mere digression from my purpose. Here come I from our princely general to know your griefs, to tell you from his grace that he will give you audience, and wherein it shall appear that your demands are just, you shall enjoy them. Everything set off that might so much as think you enemies.
Then take, my Lord of Westmoreland, this schedule, for this contains our general grievances.
This will I show the general. Please you, lords, in sight of both our battles we may meet, and either end in peace, which God so frame, or to the place of difference call the swords, which must decide it.
My lord, we will do so.
There is a thing within my bosom tells me that no conditions of our peace can stand.
Oh, fear you not that. If we can make our peace upon such large terms, and so absolute as our conditions shall consist upon, our peace shall stand as firm as rocky mountains.
Yea. But our valuation shall be such that every slight and false derived cause, yea, every idle, nice, and wanton reason, shall to the king taste of this action. That were our royal faiths martyrs in love, we shall be winnered with so rough a wind that even our corn will seem as light as chaff, and good from bad find no partition.
No, no, my lord. Note this. The king is weary of dainty and such picking grievances. But he hath found to end one doubt by death revives two greater in the heirs of life.
Besides, the king hath wasted all his rods on late offenders, that he now doth lack the very instruments of chastisement, so that his power, like to a fangless lion, may offer, but not hold.
It's very true. And therefore be assured, my good lord marshal, if we do now make our atonement well, our peace will, like a broken limb united, grow stronger for the breaking.
Be it so. But here returns my lord of Westmoreland.
The prince is here at hand. Pleaseth your lordship to meet his grace just distance twixt our armies.
Well encountered here, my cousin Mowbray. Good day to you, gentle Lord Archbishop, and so to you, Lord Hastings, and to all. My Lord of York, it better showed with you when that your flock, assembled by the bell, encircled you to hear with reverence your exposition on the holy text, than now to see you here, an iron man, cheering a rout of rebels with your drum, turning the word to sword, and life to death. Oh, who shall believe but you misuse the reverence of your place, employ the countenance and grace of heaven as a false favorite doth his prince's name in deeds dishonorable you have ta'en up under the counterfeited zeal of God, the subjects of his substitute, my father, and both against the peace of heaven and him have here upswarmed them.
Good, my lord of Lancaster, I am not here against your father's peace, but as I told my lord of Westmoreland, the time, misordered, doth in common sense crowd us and crush us to this monstrous form, to hold our safety up. I sent your grace the parcels and particulars of our grief, the which have been, with scorn, shoved from the court, whereon this Hydra son of war is born, whose dangerous eyes may well be charmed to sleep with grants of our most just and right desires.
Pleaseth your grace to answer them directly how far forth you do like their article.
I like them all and do allow them well, and swear here by the honor of my blood. My father's purposes have been mistook, and some about him have too lavishly wrested his meaning and authority. My lord, these griefs shall be with speed redressed. Upon my soul they shall. If this may please you, discharge your powers unto their several counties.
My lord,
as we will ours.
Your grace.
And here, between the armies, let's drink together friendly and embrace, that all their eyes may bear those tokens home of our restored love and amity.
I take your princely word for these redresses.
I give it you.